We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. President Trump travels to Kentucky today for a speech to veterans and a fundraiser.
President Trump's trip to Louisville will focus initially on a speech to AMVETS at their 75th annual national convention, where more than 2,500 veterans are expected. The president will likely tout the improvements that have taken place at the Department of Veterans Affairs since the president took office. President Trump will also headline a fundraiser in support of Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin's reelection campaign. Bevin is being challenged by Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear in what's shaping up as a close race. Bevin is playing up his close ties with President Trump and making his pitch for a second term. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A suspect is in jail in connection with a recent shooting in Wichita. 31-year-old Charles Shelley of Park City was arrested after a man was shot in a car on the canal route. Police officer Charlie Davidson says Monday morning, a 30-year-old man who had been shot twice showed up at the police substation at 21st and Hillside, and he was taken to a hospital.
The investigation revealed that Shelley, the victim, and a 48-year-old male acquaintance were traveling north on I-135 in the area of 21st Street North in a maroon 1993 Ford Explorer. A disturbance ensued between Shelley and the victim when Shelley pulled out a handgun and fired at the victim, striking him.
After the shooting, the driver pulled over and the suspect got out and ran away. The suspect was located by a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper in the 2500 block of North Kansas. That suspect booked into jail on a charge of attempted first-degree murder.
There's plenty of business scheduled for this morning's Sedgwick County Commission meeting.
Some of the highlights include consideration of a $388,000 grant, which would fund several projects at the Regional Forensic Science Center, the Sedgwick County Courthouse, and the Sheriff's Office, just to name a few. The board will also look at an amendment and zone changes regarding renewable energy. We'll also get a report from Intrust Bank Arena. The report will cover the first 6 months of the year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Well, the Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's help to identify a suspect from a recent burglary.
It happened on August 14th at the Islamic Society of Wichita in the 6600 block of East 34th Street North at around 5 in the afternoon. Police officer Kevin Wheeler says an unidentified suspect arrived in a red vehicle and began checking the doors on the mosque and adjacent school.
He then entered an unlocked door on the west side of the building, and once he was inside, he began checking several doors inside until he found an open door to the kitchen. So the reported loss on this one is actually a set of keys for the church and school.
The suspect then left through a door and made it back to his car to leave the property. A photo of the man can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about this crime, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit an online tip, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's been a very active pattern for this time in August, and that trend is going to continue throughout the rest of the week. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm early on, again this afternoon, and especially tonight. If we see a break in the clouds, we'll get to 97 today. Tonight's low 71, rain Thursday and 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 76 degrees. We have a west wind at 5 miles per hour. 836, Steve and Ted in the morning. Entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward.
007 returns to the big screen.
No Time to Die is the official title of the 25th James Bond film to hit theaters in 2020. The James Bond Twitter account tweeting out the news, as well as a short video teaser featuring actor Daniel Craig returning as a super spy in the film, which co-stars Oscar winner Rami Malek and Ralph Fiennes. Bond has left active service and is enjoying a tranquil life in Jamaica. However, that short-lived when Felix later from the CIA turns up asking for help, the mission to rescue a kidnapped scientist, which turns out to be far more treacherous than expected, leading Bond on the trail of a new villain armed with dangerous technology. The film premieres April 8th. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
A Sony-Marvel split on future Spider-Man movies.
Fans up in arms over Disney's Marvel Studios parting ways with Sony Pictures' Spider-Man franchise, reportedly over a financial dispute. Folks critical over the character Peter Parker, played by Tom Holland, essentially being booted out from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Others critical of Sony's ability to be successful without Marvel, referencing previous Spider-Man flicks starring Andrew Garfield. One posts, another day, another Peter Parker ruined by Sony. The Marvel-Sony collaboration was massively successful. Both Spider-Man and its sequel, Spider-Man Far From Home, hit $1 billion worldwide at the box office. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football is getting a power duo to kick off the season with Joan Jett joining Carrie Underwood for the opening theme, Waiting All Day for Sunday Night. The song's based on Jett's 1988 hit, I Hate Myself for Loving You. A preview of the new opener will air during Sunday's preseason game between Pittsburgh and Tennessee. The full open takes place September 7th as the Steelers take on the Patriots. This is not the first time Underwood and Jett performed together. The two took the stage in Nashville recently for CMA Fest. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Steve, remember a couple of years ago when we flew to Austin, Texas, and you were playing Angry Birds on the plane?
Oh, trying to.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was attempting.
Yeah, well, there's now an Angry Birds movie.
The Fox celebrity profile on some of the famous voice cast behind the new PG animated sequel, The Angry Birds Movie 2. The next chapter in the game-to-screen adventure has the feathered friends and mischievous pigs teaming up to take on a mutual threat to Bird and Piggy Island. Jason Sudeikis reprises his role as local hero Red. He's spoke about what the now frenemies are facing.
They have to find out there's, oh my gosh, there's other life on this in this vast world. Who are these people? What are they doing? What do they want from us and all that?
His character also has to deal with his competitive nature, especially when it comes to letting others take charge. Like the rising star of the group, Rachel Bloom's engineer character, Silver.
Silver's used to this. Could be from her gender, could just be because she is in engineering school and deals with this all the time from fellow engineers, but she knows how to deal with someone putting ego over serving the greater good.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's get the latest on country music.
I'm Michelle Pollino. Vince Gill's new album, Okie, is out this week. The singer released Forever Changed, which details an incident he had when he was young. The song deals with sexual abuse, and Gill says that he was once touched by his 7th grade basketball coach on his knee, but ran as his hand slowly inched up his leg. The album is the 62-year-old's most vulnerable yet, where he also touches on marriage, faith, and more. And on one of the songs, when Amy prays about his relationship with God through his wife, Amy Grant, he choked up. And instead of re-recording the song, he decided to leave it as is. Country star Dwight Yoakam is bringing the sound of Bakersfield, California to Las Vegas, Nevada. Yoakam will begin a brief residency at the Wynn, Las Vegas, December 4th, titled An Evening with Dwight Yoakam and the Bakersfield Beat. The residency will highlight the California city's musical influence, opening with 6 nights of performances in early to mid-December. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
What do you think of that? Huh? Pretty jazzy there. A little nice guitar there.
Fools rushing. Yeah. Where was
whatever. Got a couple of good music birthdays today.
Who is that?
That's Ricky Nelson.
Ricky Nelson.
Singing.
Oh, yeah.
We're focused today on the guitar playing of the great James Burton.
James Burton.
Yeah. Who's celebrating a birthday today. He is 80 years old today. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pretty good. You know who gave his induction speech? A guy named Keith Richards.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, this bite's okay. Oh,
he's in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Rockabilly?
He's in the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum.
Wow.
He's performed with just about every act you can imagine since the 1950s. Most notably, though, you'll hear a lot of James Burton work on Ricky Nelson songs, Elvis Presley songs, and John Denver songs.
How about that?
Yeah.
What a talent.
The great James Burton. Yep. His guitar work is pretty good. You can't turn on a radio and go around the dial without hearing James Burton somewhere on there. He is celebrating a birthday. 80. Oh, here's a little guitar solo from James.
There you go.
Getting it done. Pick it. Yeah. Happy birthday to the great guitarist, James Burton, who is 80 years old today. And another music birthday today.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
Oh, the great Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers
is 81 years old today. Of course, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. He has sold 100 million records worldwide. One of the best-selling music artists of all time. Multiple AMAs, multiple Grammys. Multiple ACMs, multiple CMAs. Of course, he went to the hospital earlier this summer for dehydration, and he had to have a personal trainer to help him through some of that.
Wow.
There was rumors that he was just about to die, but they tried to dispel those.
First one I remember is My Condition, you just heard there. Yeah. The first edition, was that Kenny Rogers and something? Yeah. Great star.
Great Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Celebrating a birthday today. He is 81 years old today. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. By the way, I know someone who called Napoleon Appliance Repair and had a washing machine that was in big trouble.
Really?
Yep. And guess what?
They fixed it.
The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair got out there and fixed it. Just like they've been doing for folks for 20 years in the Wichita area. You got an appliance that's in trouble, they'll get you fixed up. They serve God, community, and family, and they are nice folks, and they do great work. Hey, if you've got an appliance that is in trouble, you call Terry or Rachel. Here's the phone number, 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
All right, Ted, the Cargill's owners are doing well.
Okay.
Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Tell us all about that. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.